the question arises, discussing the male-female principle, the virgin birth, the spiritual power that gives us the second birth. The wise people of all time have said that we can live the good life if we learn, in fact, to live spiritually. But how does one learn to live spiritually when one is of the flesh? Remember, Paul said the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh. How do we learn to live spiritually?
Well, that was in ancient times and in primitive times, the business of the teacher. He was to give you the clues to a spiritual life. That was what the priest was for. Also, that was what the ritual was for. A ritual can be defined as an enactment of a myth. By participating in a good, sound ritual, you are actually experiencing a mythological life. And it's out of that that one can learn to live spiritually.
These stories of mythology actually point the way to the spiritual life.
Yes, you've got to have a clue. You've got to have a roadmap of some kind. And these are all around us. They're here.
And the roadmap to which the goddess stories are pointing is the map of elevating the spiritual to an equality with the physical so that you live in union with those two.
Yes, there you come to the real sanctity of the earth itself, because that is the body of the goddess. When Yahweh creates, he creates of the earth and breathes his life into it. He's not there. She's there. Your body is her body. And there's that kind of identity.
Well, that's why I'm not so sure that the future of the race and the salvation of the journey is in space. I think it is well right here on Earth, in the body, in the womb of all of our being.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, when you go out into space, what you're carrying is your body, and if that hasn't been transformed, space won't transform it for you. But thinking about space may help you to realize something.
You certainly thought about space in this wonderful passage. You're describing a page out of the National Geographic Atlas of the World, but you read this and something happened to you.
What these pages opened to me was the vision of a universe of unimaginable magnitude and inconceivable violence. Billions upon billions, literally, of roaring thermonuclear furnaces scattering from each other, each thermonuclear furnace being a star, and our sun among them. Many of them actually blowing themselves to pieces, littering the outermost reaches of space with dust and gas, out of which new stars with circling planets are being born right now. And then from still more remote distances beyond all these, there come murmurs, microwaves, which are echoes of the greatest cataclysmic explosion of all, namely the Big Bang of creation, which according to recent reckonings must have occurred some 18 billion years ago. That's where we are, kiddo. And to realize that, you realize how really important you are, you know. One little micro bit in this great magnitude. And then out of that must come the experience that you and that are in some sense one, and you partake of all of that.
And it begins here.
It begins here.